From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is pressing Congress to revamp the nation's financial regulations soon. On Capitol Hill today, Geithner said it's important to raise the bar on accountability now while the economy is stabilizing.
No financial system can work if firms live with the expectation the government will come in and save them from their failures. And one of the most important things we have to do is to make sure that we prevent firms from taking on the level of risk that can threaten the system and make sure the system is strong enough to allow them to fail, and that we contain the devastating panics that can come if you allow a system to become too fragile.
The House Financial Services Committee and the Senate Banking Committee are drafting their own versions of regulatory overhaul plans. The Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators rose 0.3% last month, not as much as economists had been expecting. The index is a gauge of economic activity for the next 6 months. A Federal Aviation Administration computer system that went down earlier today is back online, but airline flights are still delayed nationwide. Jim Burris with member station WABE has more from Atlanta.
According to a National Air Traffic Controllers Association spokeswoman, this morning's computer glitch happened at the FAA's Salt Lake City facility. That caused a domino effect, taking down the same system in Atlanta. With both systems out of service, pilots could not easily file flight plans. When they did, air traffic controllers had to manually enter the information, further slowing air traffic. The outage caused airlines to delay or cancel flights, leaving countless passengers stranded. The FAA doesn't know exactly how long it will take for air traffic to return to normal, but says it will take many more hours for the system to catch up. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
President Obama is heading home from an 8-day trip to Asia. He wrapped it up with a meeting with South Korea's president, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The two presidents talked about how to respond to the nuclear threat from North Korea and how to promote freer trade between South Korea and the United States. South Korea is eager to see ratification of a long-stalled free trade agreement that was worked out during the Bush administration. President Obama said freer trade could be beneficial, but added there are still some differences to work out.
One of my goals is to make sure that as we work through these issues, that the American people, American businesses, American workers recognize that we have to look at each agreement and each country on its own merits and make sure that we can create the kind of win-win situation that I know President Lee is interested in seeing as well.
South Korea's president said the two men agreed to redouble their efforts towards finalizing a trade pact.
NPR's Scott Horsley. This is NPR. The artist known simply as Jean-Claude has died. She and her husband Christo created massive art installations around the world. Jean-Claude died last night of complications from a brain aneurysm. NPR's Zoe Chase has more.
Jean-Claude and Christo wrapped fabric around the Reichstag in Berlin and the Pont Neuf in Paris. In 2005, they set up gates along the footpaths of Central Park and hung saffron drapes from the frames. It was a cold February in New York, yet the installation drew millions of people to the park. 2 weeks later, the gates were gone without a trace. In a 1998 interview with NPR, while wrapping trees in a Swiss park, Jean-Claude explained their work this way.
Our works of art are exactly as every good art is good for absolutely nothing else than being a work of art. It is not a symbol, it is not a message, it's only a work of art.
The installation artist Jean-Claude has died in a New York hospital. She was 74 years old. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
The first spacewalk of the Atlantis mission is underway outside the International Space Station. Astronauts Michael Forman and Dr. Robert Satcher stepped out this morning to start connecting spare parts to the outpost. Astronaut Nicole Stott, who's been at the outpost for more than 2 months, will hitch a ride with Atlantis when it returns to Earth next week. The University of California Regents holds a final board vote today for a 32% tuition increase next year. The Regents committee endorsed the fee hike yesterday, saying it was the best way to survive a decline in state aid. That decision sparked protests on several UC campuses. This is NPR News.